Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Andrea, and this is Mindful Shift, a conversation about the evolution of consciousness. How is everybody? I hope you are all enjoying this Monday. It is overcast and brisk, but it is absolutely beautiful outside in the Seattle area. Everything is just blooming green. So I hope wherever you are, it is absolutely beautiful today. And we are going to take a deep grounding breath to start us off. So let's take a deep breath in. And then let it out. And let's just relax. If you're listening, it's for a reason. I invite you just to give yourself permission and sit back and relax and enjoy the program. We are going to be joined by author and now executive producer and healer Rajmi Kilnani. I'm so sorry, Rajmi. I don't normally say your last name. So she is the amazing author of The Divine Mother Speaks, The Healing of the Human Heart, and that's how I met her a year ago when she was on. And she has since then been very busy putting out the documentary I Got, and I am very excited about talking about that and her books and the projects she has been working on. So how is everybody? We've been having a lot of unusual activity out there. Normally I talk about the social and political stuff that's going on in Seattle and different projects, but so much has been going on, and as soon as Rajmi joins us, I wanted to ask her about some of it because she is a lot more educated in the astrology of all of this. This is something that's fairly new to me. She has somebody that she posts named the Lion King, and he does daily forecasts. And I've been aware of it, but never really been into it, but found it very interesting when I started listening to his forecasts several days afterwards, and found that they were interesting and sometimes accurate. But what's been going on is with the spring equinox, we had a super full moon and a solar eclipse, all within a 24-hour period. And then just the last couple of days, we had another full moon. It was a blood moon. And with the lunar eclipse. And then we had Passover and then the Easter holiday. So we had a lot of unusual things happening. And there is a science organization, and I was trying to find it, and I couldn't find the name of it, but they are a space observing system that monitors something that is called the sound of the Earth. And apparently it sounds, there's kind of like a resonancy sound that makes as the Earth spins around, and it's like a big drum. And up until only a few years ago, it resonated at around 7.8 hertz. I can't remember what the little number, the mark stands for, but and now it is spinning at around 16.5. So there are things just spinning and moving faster. And so all of these processes and things that we're talking about are now having scientific, some explanation as to why things are happening. So Rajmi hasn't called in, and I am going to try and find out where she is. I'm going to put on an Om chant, and I will be right back. Enjoy just for a few minutes. I'll be right back with you. All right. Hey there. So I've had no luck with Rajmi. So I'm going to wait a few more minutes. And while we wait, I am actually just going to talk about her books and some of her work, because she has been an amazing influence, an amazing teacher for me. The book that she first, that I first got a hold of was The Divine Mother Speaks, The Healing of the Human Heart. And she talks about how is it in that in the world so full of things we can feel so empty. Today's hustle and bustle of trying to be everywhere and doing everything at once, we have lost our connection to nature, each other, and worst of all, ourselves. Rajmi writes that we have become too attached to our stresses as an art form. I think that's very true. This is the time to become a human being and release our attachment to doing, rushing, and busyness. As the Bible says, be still and know. Her book empowers us with an ancient knowledge that once connected us to our truest inner selves and everything around us. In his foreword, Leonard Orr, the father of rebirthing, says this ancient wisdom can enrich the heart. This knowledge seems to be cast aside as our society's agenda became more about material things and money than an understanding of self and a devotion to the greatest good of the entire world. Rajmi leads us through quiet meditation, connecting us to our past, which is so important. We can't do work for ourselves unless we really understand what makes us so sad. She helps us in the present with all the stresses that we're going through and the potential, while teaching us to be open to the parachute of the heart. And I know you know that there is so much research with heart math that just being present and feeling your heartbeat can help you with a lot of these teachings and just helping you every day in life. Only through completely feeling our feelings can we truly know ourselves and everything that's around us. Rajmi adds that feeling our feelings requires balance, non-judgment, and wisdom. By invoking the angels and ascended masters, we can allow our emotions to be expressed and release safety and without the judgment of our mind. And we do this, we can become more creative, light, and free, and free to participate in life and to take risks and to just sometimes, when all you have is faith, to find more than faith. You can go into that stillness and then you can just sometimes get through the day just in stillness, and instead of creating more stress or creating more future problems because you've just been still. That was, I think, the hardest part for me was you spend time in meditation instead of thinking through some of your problems, sometimes just letting it go. Coming back to them, you have it, the solutions or the just the next step just within your reach. Answers sort of come to you in the quiet. The other book that she wrote was Buddha Speaks, and in the spirit of Neil Walsh and Eckhart Tolle, who are both in the new documentary that she has, The I God, Rajmi shares the wisdom and power and the love of one of the most enlightened ascended masters, the Buddha. And it looks like, I don't think Rajmi is going to be calling in. She's calling from London. So there are going to be technical issues that are going to be different, and there might be time zone issues as well. That wouldn't surprise me at all. So I am actually going to sign off, and we will be back on the air either later today or later in the week. I know Rajmi and I have Facebooked in the last couple of days that we were looking forward to this conversation. So, Rajmi, I hope everything's okay with your internet connection. That has been a problem for me sometimes when the guests haven't been able to make it on. And we will talk very soon. The universe decides all things, and this is one of them. So enjoy your morning or afternoon or wherever you are, and check in with Mindful Shift in just a little while. I'll face an update on Facebook, an update, and let everybody know what's going on. All right, enjoy your day, guys. Thanks very much. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.